We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. We are beginning on top of Samach Vav Amud Aleph, the new Mishnah. We're continuing. We had a Mishnah earlier on, like 10, 15 blad ago, that talked about all the Chiyuvei Skila. So we went through a lot of them already. We went through already Avodah Zarah. We went through Oivi Adoini. And now we're going to continue with the different Chiyuvei Skila. HaMechalas HaShabbos, B'dovar Shachayov Ma'azoid Ne'karis V'ashir Yechatas. When do you get Skila? If you mechal Shabbos on a Aveira, on a Malacha, that's Chayev Karis, and that the Shogeg is Chatas. And Rashi speaks out that it's coming to exclude things that don't have a Maisa, or things that are Mesasek, that also are not Chayev, you're not Chayev Chatas, something you're not trying to do, or it's not a Maisa at all. What's the thing, it's not a Maisa? So the Mefarshei Rashi explained, it means there's an Issa called Shvisis Behemtai, that you know, your Behema is not going to be working on Shabbos. But that is not Tzad Yochayev Chatas for that, because it's not your Maisa. It has to be something that's a Maisa, it's not Mesasek. So on such a Maisa, Chayev Skila, if it's amazing. But if not, there's no Chayev Skila on such a din. And the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't say something else coming off. Okay. So the Mishnah says that the only time there's a Chayev, there's an Issui that rises up, but it has to be something that's Chayev Karis and Chatas, then you get Skila. So the Gemara says, Mechal, the Ikam Midi, the Chil Shabbos, Havin Chayev, and Loyal Shigaz Chatas, what is on the Karis? The Chayev is Mashmah, that there's Chil Shabbos. That's not chatas, not karas. So what can say it means our shvis behem the case? That doesn't even start. That's not a maisa. It's mashma mishnah. There are maisas. There are peulos. There are things that you did that are only that even though they're iser shabbos, there's no shigus chatas and sadi karas. Maihi, what is that? Gemara says two examples. Tchumim believed Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva sheet is that tchumim is the raisa. Not everyone agrees to that, but he holds tchumim is the raisa. Tchumim is a type of Issa Shabbos that there's no Chiyav Karis on that, even though it's a Maisa. When I had a Tchum, it's only a Lav. And also, Havara of Aliba de Rabbi Yasi. Another example is the Issa of Havara, which we paskin is the Issa Chiyav Skila, but Rabbi Yasi holds that Havara Lelav Yatzis, not Lechalik Yatzis, which means Havara was singled out in the Pasuk, beginning Paras of Yaakel, Lechavara Eish V'chom Eishusechem, teach us that that's only a Lav, and not a chiyev skilo or a chiyev karas. So those two examples where there's a maisa and an issa shabbos, the araisa and still not chayev skilo. What are the two examples? Trumim and havaru. Next mishnah. And said in the mishnah before, when it listed all the different chiyev skilo, one of them was makal of imay, which is actually in this week's parasha, parasha mishpatim. Makal of imay by sumas is this week's parasha. But in any case, we have a din of mekalel of imay echayev askila. So I'm talking to Mishnah mekalel of imay echayev at shikalim v'shem. It's not enough just to give them a klala. You have to mekal them with the shem Hashem. Kolam bekinui. If you use the kinu, Rashi, what's the kinu mean? Kinu means either shakai or tzvakois or chanam v'rachum. Mashma and Rashi that have used the shem adnos, that would be just like shem hamayuchad. This is like the Shittus Rambam. Also, Rashi doesn't say Elikim, what makes a Shver. Elikim is definitely called a Kinu. You have to know why Rashi doesn't speak Elikim. In any case, it says, Mr. Kolom b'kinu, Ramei m'chayim, Ramei hold yichayim, v'chom hold that you're potter. V'chom hold, Allah is that you are potter if you're mekalel b'kinu. You has to be dafka b'shem ha'myuchim, b'shem ha'myfurish. So here we have in our Mishnah a din that mekalel is only chayim skila, if you mekalel b'shem, and m'chayim, what level shem has to be. Zog the Gemara. Man chacham, who chacham hold your potter if you don't use the shem hamiyuchid? Rav Nachim Rav Yesi, it's Rav Nachim Yesi because you need a drasha. How does he know it? It's a tiny little brisa. Rav Nachim Yesi Emor. There's a pasuk in Parashas Emor that says, "V'noikiv shem Hashem moisumos." This is talking about noikiv shem Hashem, not about mekal of imoy. The noikiv shem Hashem moisumos. Rogam yirgamu boy kol aido kaker gig ezrach menokvay shem yumos. And the word menokvay shem yumos is extra. Start off menokvay shem Hashem moisumos. It says the end menokvay shem yumos. So what's the word shame there? It says in the pasuk by shem Hashem menokvay shem yumos. That's the mavarach Hashem matar melem shem, which Rashi speaks out. It's like meina inyan. It doesn't belong here. You don't need it. It's extra. So meina inyan for megadev. It's common teachers mekal of vimay. Liman mekal of vimay shene chayv atch mekal v'shem. Tum mekal v'shem. Now Rashi says, what do you mean? Why is that extra? I remember a drasha from before Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph that says you have to say Yaku Yosi Es Yosi. So you also need the extra shame. Zok Rashi, he doesn't hold to that. He holds you don't need to have Yaku. When you say Mevarach Hashem, it does not have to be Yaku Yosi Es Yosi. All you have to do is Mekal. Therefore, it's extra. If it's extra, use it for Ove V'imoy has to be Dafka B'Shem Hamafarish. Huh?
How
No, other things do shame. What other things do with shame Hashem? What other things? No, that you know, that's Mekalav Ima. That's not learned from there. Mekalav Hashem Hashem is not learned from there. Mekalav Hashem Hashem is not from there. The only mitzvah is if you need a shame Hashem or not. That's not the machlokes. That's for sure. Mekalav Ima has to be shame Hashem. So that's not the shayla. Everyone agrees to that. That everyone agrees to the halacha, and the shayla just is b'shem Hashem or not, b'shem hamyuchad or not. And that's what we're learning from the pasuk of b'nei kevshem, that it has to be shem hamyuchad. But everyone agrees that it has to be shem Hashem. Something right? I don't know. We want to weigh that makar is from. I'm not sure, but what the exact makar is that has to be with shem Hashem. But that's not the makar is not from the extra word shem. That's just saying shem hamyuchad. It says in the pasuk, ish. This pasuk is in Parashas Kedoshim. It says ki ish asher kalas oviv imoy moyisumos oviv imoy kilo of dama bay. That's the pasuk says this. It's double lashon ish. Why is it double lashon ish? Ish matam olam ish. The rabbi is bas tumtumim va'adrogin. If you just have ish, you think only a ish is chayiv on mekala of zimoy. How do you know even a girl or a tumtum or a droginess are all chayiv for mekala as of zimoy? From the extra word ish. Then it says asher kalas of zimoy. Only of zimoy. Maybe only chayiv mekala both together. Of shloi imoy, your father without the mother. Imoy shloi of the mother without the father. Menayin. Tam olam of zimoy kilo dom of boy. And we darshin because it says at the end of that pasuk. I'll read the pasuk again. Ki ish ashekalas oves imay moisumos. Then it says again, ovav imay kilo dom boy. So he learns this drasha that at the end of the pasuk it says imay kilo. That's going the word kilo is going to imay, and the first ish ashekalas is going to oviv. So you can learn out each one by itself is chayiv. Tamlema ovav imay kilo dom boy. Ovav kilo imay kilo de Rav Yeshua. That's you know each one by itself. There's a chayiv of misa for mekal. Rav, that's the Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua. Mashma shneim ke'echad or mashma echad fnei atzmai. That be'etzem you don't need the pasuk. This extra pasuk teach you that one alone is chayiv al tzeklala, because every time it wants to say something together, it would say yachdav. If not, it's mashma separate. Mashma shneim ke'echad, mashma echad fnei atzmai. At yifrit locha kasuv yachdav. Until the pasuk refers yachdav, then you know it has to be as one. But if it doesn't say yachdav, like by lo sachsam shor. V'chamor, yachtov, we didn't say yachtov, you think one of one had the other one. But yachtov only says together. Here doesn't say yachtov, so it don't have many have to do of v'ima, you know it's one or the other one. So what's the end of the pasuk teaching us? Rashi speaks out, the end of the pasuk teaching us, the end of the pasuk of v'ima kilel, is teaching us, the rabbis of v'kal l'achamisa. So, he says that therefore you don't need that rebuy at the end. He holds by itself, we know it's one or the other one. We go v'arta and dashing the pasuk. Moitz yumos beskila. I mean, skila. Don't beskila. No, chvachas gomis b'mem tori. Made a different misa. Never count down boy. Never lahalam the man bomb. Malahalam beskila. Afkam beskila. Maybe here we learn down boy. Just like by the down boy lahalon is skila. Here also skila because there it says ish oishak yiva oiva idaydi moitz yumusu be'even yirgum oiv. Some the man bomb. So you learn out the man bomb from there that there's a din of skila. This moitz yumos means skila. So that's how we know Oynish. We know the Oynish of Mekal, and Mekal is B'Shem. That, again, I don't see where that drush is. Maybe it's also learned out from one of these Gzeres Shavas. But like upon him, the halacha is that Oynish Shemanu, Azar Menayin. Where is the Azara for Mekal of Iman? Azar Menayin, Tamaloymar, it says in the Pasuk, Elihim loy sekalel, v'nosi ba'amcha loy sa'ar, in Parashat Shemespatim. It says Elohim lo yisakal, benosi ba'amcha lo yisar. And when your ovev dayin, hareyu bechlal Elohim lo yisakal. If your father's dying, he's bechlal this azar, this warning of Elohim lo yisakal. And when your ovev nosi hareyu bechlal nosi ba'amcha lo yisar. Einu lo yidayim lo yinosi. If the father's not dying and nosi v'nayin, what's the makar for this azar? Amrit hareyat adon binyanav mishneim. You can make a mahatzad from both of them. Because we have a pasuk that lehim lo yisakal, the dying, you'll curse a dying, and I'll curse a nasi either. Nasi is like a melech, and loy roy nasi kroy dying, loy roy dying kroy nasi. Each one has different milas. Loy roy dying kroy nasi. You can't say the reason why it's a chayiv. It's only because it's a dayim, because he knows he has it also. We'll speak this out as we see the loy roya. Every matzah works like this. You can't do mamatzinu from straight from the dayim, because you say, what, the dayim is much better. The dayim you have to always listen to, so that's why the dayim has a chiyah klala. But who said a regular citizen has that? But you say, no. Nasi yechiyach, that there it's not because you have to listen to him, his psaki halacha, so it must be not because of that. But the Gemara said that, no, Nasi has a milo. See the Gemara. Loy roya dayim kere nasi. Roya dayim kere nasi. Sharei dayin at the mitzvah al ra'asai. Hadayin your mitzvah on to listen to his psakim, like the pasuk says. V'shamarta la'asoyis kol asher yerucha ve'ish asher yaseh bezadon levilti is chayv misi. He has to listen to the psak of Bezdin of Dohira, and that's the milo of dayin. But that milo is not like karei nasi. She at the mitzvah al ra'asai. Not a chayv to listen to the psak of a melech. Loy roy nasi karei dayin shanos yat the mitzvah al ra'asai. Anosi a melech yemechuyiv. This didn't marry the malchus, like the pasuk says in Yeshua that if whoever kol asher, doesn't listen to him is chayiv misa. Kol ish asher yamres picha. That says in the pasuk there, you have to listen. Loshon amra, loshon of married malchus. Kroy dayin she yadam tzav amra. There's no problem married malchus. Hatzara shav shem shem ba'amcha. That they're part of your community and they do mitzvahs. Va'at muzal akol asam. You can't mekal them. Afani avi ivicha shav'amcha. And you have to about muzah kolasa, and your muzah on clueless of imay. Actually, if you think about it, fidus ma'atzad, you can learn every person, not akavav. Any person can learn doubt that you're not mekal them, which is true. You're not mekal any person, but like upon him, you're not chav misa. You're not mekal any person this lav, but it can be learned that it's ma'atzad. But tomorrow is kasha. I have a kasha ma'atzad. Ma'atzad shavish behem shekin gedulosam garmelahem. I have a kasha. Delchar, both these, Dayin and Nasi, have a certain gedula, unique gedula, no one else has. So maybe that's a pircha that could break up the ma'atzad. Rashi says, when it comes to a ma'atzad, you can use a pircha kaldu. So, how do you learn out av from this ma'atzad of Nasi and Dayin? Nasi and Dayin are better. They both have a tzad hashav that's better. They're both better that they're unique in their gedula. Now, the Gemara, Tam Leim, the Pasuk says another ister of Mimikalim. It says in the Pasuk, Loi sekal el cheresh, yinal mekal el cheresh, which is be'um lalim shabamcha, the ones who are downtrodden of your nation, the cost of a daber. So you see, even a downtrodden who's not any gedula is there to be mekal, so learn out other than other people from there. But you say, no, ma'al cheresh ken cheresh also gamlai. Maybe because we feel bad for him that he's down and under, so therefore we don't want to have a klala. Maybe a regular person you couldn't be mekal. Nasi v'dayin yechichu. Go nasi v'dayin. Even though they're very high, you know, mekal them. Ma'al nasi v'dayin shekin gedul asam gram l'aslam. Cheresh yechiyach. V'chaz adin lo yirig zekar yizeh. Lo yirig zekar yizeh. Hatzal ha-shavish v'hem. Shehim v'amcha v'atam muzal kel asam. That they are v'amcha and you are muzar, you are warned not to mekal them. Afan avicha shev'amcha v'atam muzal kel asay. So here, we have a tzal ha-shav. We're saying, dayin nasi on one side. The gedula said they can't do it. Okay? So maybe only gedula can have iser to mekal them. No, you find cheresh was not gedula, and him you can't mekal him. Okay, maybe there because he's downtrodden, you can't mekal him. Okay, nasi v'amcha yichiach loyrozek roizeh. Hatzal shows them that they're part of klal yisrael. You now mekal them avicha also as part of klal yisrael. Can't mekal them. Right, the gemara have a kashan ma'atzar also. All three of them are unique. They're unique. This is unique in his downtrodden kite, and this is unique in his gedula. So again, you have a pircha. Hello. So I said, no, I'll explain my shtickle to you. Imkein nichta the elikim and nasi, one of those two are extra. Because all you need, you can learn out elikim from nasi and cheresh, or you can learn nasi from Elohim and Cheresh, because there you can have a percha, because that has a uniqueness. Zakti Gemara, I'm Gelim Kain. This is the Raya. I'm Kain. Nichta Kra, Oy Elohim veCheresh, Oy Nasi veCheresh. Elohim Lamali, Imeini Lengufay. It's completely extra through In Laviv. Learn out to Aviv. Okay, Kishvak. We now know the Azara for Aviv. Zakti Gemara, Hadi Chalamandi Amar Elohim Chol. This is good according to Mani Yama holds Elohim Le Sakal as Chayel. That's what we learned the whole time. We're saying Elohim because it means a dying. But is it Mani Yama says you read it Elohim Le Sakal and it's a warning from Avarech Es Hashem. What are you going to do then? It's not extra. It's not used at all from a kallel. It's used from varachas Hashem, not used for a person. That it means a dayin. And then we just spoke out it's extra because you could have learned daf and dasi and cheresh, and therefore it is extra to teach us of it. But Rabbi Kiva Imer elikim kodesh. It means from a varachas Hashem. But tanya rules Rabbi Yaakov Imer azar varachas Hashem. Shana Rabbi Kiva is it's azar varachas Hashem. So then menayin. How do you know that is Azara from a Kalos of Vesimoi, Tamaloimar, the Pasuk says, Elikimla Sakalel. So, Lamandu Amar, Elihim Choyal, what do we do? Gaim Kodesh Mechoyal. Because if you hold that Elihim is Choyal, Taka, how do you know Makar from Baruch Hashem? Teretz is, you learn out from Choyal, which Tosha says, doesn't mean Mamish, you learn out with Kavach Choymer, it means it includes also Kodesh. So, Lamandu Amar, Elikim Kodesh, also you learn Gavrina Chayel from Kodesh, you learn Chayel from Kodesh also, because it'll also be, you can also learn out Chayel from there. Smart says, Mehek Taisa. Bishlam Adi Amar, Elihim is Chayel. So we understand Gavrina Kodesh from Chayel. Because if there's a Issa Chayel of Chayel, so it's possible it includes Kodesh also. So the Chayel Messiah Mana, it sure includes it. Elim Adi Amar, Elikim Kodesh, Gavrina Chayel from Kodesh, Mehek Taisa. It's only the Afka, Mevarach is Hashem. Hey, no means even a Chayel. Dilma, a Kodesh Azar, a Chayel Azar. So it's more, you're right. But there's something extra in this pasuk itself. It was such a kolon. My loisikalel shemam notarti. So it's two klolos. And the word elikim can mean both loshoinas. Can mean both achoyel and kodesh. So loisikalel is double loshin going back on both. So there is an extra pasuk for a dayin. And since it's an extra pasuk for a dayin, they teach us ove ve'imai. Teach us ove ve'imai is also a kolon. That's the azara for klolos of ove ve'imai. That's the pshat in this drasha, and as it comes out, we have Nasi Mefurish, we have Cheresh Mefurish, and Elikim Lesikalel, which is going also on a dayin from the extra word Lesikalel, is extra. So what do? We use it for Aviv Imai.